Hey, if you want to save more money, maybe you want to pay off debt, maybe you want to reduce financial stress in your life, I am very excited to announce the release of our spring workshop coming up on April 23rd. Now, in this free workshop, we're going to walk you through step-by-step on how we've been personally able to help thousands of people save and pay off tens of millions of dollars. And these are normal people making normal incomes just like you and I. So if they can do it, you can do it too. If you'd like to sign up, head over to debtfreedad.com, click on the green button at the top of the page, and I can't wait to see you at our spring workshop.
Are you feeling tired and hopeless with your finances? Maybe you've attempted to get out of debt, or maybe you even joined a program, read some books to help you, but you found that it really didn't help all that much. If so, you're not alone. That's why I'm thrilled to welcome Craig Miller to the podcast today. Now, Craig felt the exact same way. And he joined Roots, and check this out, you guys, in just 5 months, he has saved and paid off over $18,000. Now, today, Craig is here to share his story and what changes that he has made to hopefully give you some hope that you too can start making some of those same changes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Debt-Free Dad Podcast with Brad Nelson. Brad and his co-hosts experience the anxiety of living paycheck to paycheck before learning the fundamentals of financial success. They are now on a mission to empower regular people to pay off their debt for good and enjoy happier, less stressful lives. Keep listening for inspirational interviews, tips, tricks, and practical advice to gain financial freedom.
Hey, how is everyone doing today? My name is Brad Nelson, and I will be your host for today's show. I have paid off over $45,000 of debt. I've been debt-free now outside of my mortgage for 11-plus years, and I've also had the amazing privilege to help thousands of other people now save and pay off tens of millions of dollars here with the work that we do here at Debt-Free Dad. Now, I'm super excited to welcome Craig.
Hey, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So tell me real quick. I do have to nerd out a little bit. It's my show. So we're going to talk about this real quick. Okay. What was Luke Skywalker, Mark Hamill like? How did you guys work together when you were in your first job?
Yeah, so my first job, I worked for a computer game company in Austin called Origin Systems. And they were pretty pioneering back in the day. They made the games Ultima and Wing Commander, which is a flying kind of science fiction space adventure. But one of the games, we actually started to hire actors, and Mark Hamill was one of the actors. So I got to meet him. He came over to the job and the set, and he was so gracious, and he signed a whole bunch of autographs for everybody. And I was amazed that I was actually taller than Luke Skywalker, which I thought kind of cool. But it was really kind of a nerdy geek out touch, you know, for me, because I'm a huge Star Wars fan growing up. And it was a unique experience at my very first job coming out of school. And it kind of ruined me for all my other jobs in my career since I got to meet Luke Skywalker at my very first one.
Yeah, that is so cool. So I'm glad you're going to be able to hang out with us here today and share a little bit about your journey. Can you do us a favor? Can you take us back a little bit to life before where you're at today? You know, maybe even as you grew up and started learning about money and as you became a young adult, like what types of things did you learn about money, and how did that play a role into how you managed it as you became an adult?
Well, yeah, that's a kind of a loaded question. A great question everyone to start off with. But like, growing up, my parents never really talked about money very much or at all. I just kind of learned by example in terms of what was going on in our household. Like, we always had food on the table. There was always like presents for our birthdays. I'm a middle child. I have an older brother and younger sister, but we had great birthdays and celebrations and Christmas times. They were all really joyful occasions. But like, when it came to going out as a family and celebrating and going on like big vacations, that didn't happen. That wasn't a part of our vernacular in our household. It was all about, I think my parents' mindset was, let's make sure the kids are taken care of and they have what they need, and we'll figure everything else out after that. And I kind of took that mindset as an adult growing up for when I had my kids and what was to become with how I would handle money at that point.
What kinds of debt did you find yourself getting into? Did you find areas that you struggle with that started causing stress in your life that kind of just seemed like, I know a lot of people that we have on the show talks about, and I do too, it's like this idea of this hamster wheel. You can just never get off of it, right? Did you have any of those types of feelings?
Yes, all those. I felt like the original hamster, but I find out that I am not. I'm just stuck on that wheel with everybody else. But it kind of started for me, like, you know, when I was as an adult growing up. And then, you know, when I got my first job, that money was just burning in my pocket. I didn't want to save it for anything. I just wanted to, like, I wanted to get a new car. I wanted to get, you know, new this or new that. And that was just the mindset. And when I got married, we got a house together, did not have barely enough for a down payment. I'm not sure how we actually did that and pulled it off, but that just kind of started the cycle of, you know, once we were there, now, okay, we need to fill up this house with some, you know, pretty decent or nice furniture and fix up the backyard and get things ready. And that just really kind of took over the mindset of, you know, from, if you think about it, from where I kind of grew up in terms of, we just have enough to do this and get by. I guess I always wanted to do more and to prove I could be successful, that this is what I needed to do to get there. And that's what I did.
Yeah. I was, you had submitted some, kind of testimonials that you had done like earlier this year and going through Roots. And I know one of the things that you had mentioned in your testimonial is that, you had tried some things. You'd taken maybe some different programs or have tried a few different things. Like, What didn't work though when you were doing some of those things? Was it you just weren't ready, or was there some things that were missing, or what do you feel?
Yeah, what didn't work? I think, well, what didn't work was me. All those other things, all those other tools, they were quite good programs or good philosophies, and I, you know, guess I just wasn't ready to embrace it and change my mindset and my behavior towards it. Cause, you know, did a lot of things, got into a lot of debt, had some success, did some debt consolidations, went through some other programs, contemplated bankruptcy. I didn't even really know or grasp what the hell that meant, but I thought maybe this can save me, but it was just not being ready to follow through and do the work that was needed to do those. So I would always have some success, but would fall off and get into more debt or something else, or another emergency came up that really wasn't an emergency, but felt like it was at the time. And it just continued that cycle of being on that hamster wheel, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. I can totally resonate with that. I kind of felt like through my journey, same thing, you know, there definitely are plenty of resources out there, but it just didn't seem like number one, I wasn't ready. And I think you do have to be ready. You do have to finally get to the point where, you know, it's almost like you fail your way to getting ready, you know, and you try something, it doesn't work. You try something, it doesn't work. But I think it also comes true is like, you know, it's like in school. Like when I was a kid in school, like there were some teachers that you really connected with, and then there were others. Yeah. Yeah. Not that they were bad people. You just didn't have that big of a connection with them. You just didn't meet them in the middle where you, as some teachers, you had a great relationship with. And I think the same comes true to different programs or things that you want to follow. I think you do have to have some sort of a connection to whatever it is that's being taught. And one of the things that you had mentioned is you found our podcast and that kind of piqued your interest. So can you talk a little bit about like what you started hearing on our show that was the thing that was like, okay, I can do this, or maybe I need to start trying to do this?
Yeah, absolutely. I can remember almost the day precisely, because I was about to go for a walk and I wanted to listen to something besides an entertainment podcast or just some music. So, and then it's like, yeah, I've always kind of wanted to lose, you know, some debt. So I just started looking for, you know, lose debt podcasts, and, you know, the very, very unique name of Debt Free Dad came up. It's like, oh my God, that it resonated quite quickly with me, because that's that's what I want to be. That's what I'm striving to be, or what I had hoped at one point. So I just started listening. I kind of went backwards in time and just like, you know, what is this about? And just got hooked in terms of listening to real people talking about real situations and opportunities and paying off debt. It was, you know, it was at that point I just kind of allowed myself, just like, oh, I allowed myself to actually start being hopeful again in terms of being able to start paying off debt. So that was a surreal kind of feeling for me at that time.
Yeah. I love that. I love that you recognize that, because I think for a lot of us, including myself at one time, I felt the same exact way. You know, you get to this mindset where it's like, nothing I do works. Yeah. Nothing I do never matters. It's like, what's the point of trying again? You know, but to be able to get that hold back, that's huge.
Yeah, it was. And I've probably talked in the past, or, you know, commented before, like, this program has really given me back, you know, that hope when it comes to a financial life that I can have, as opposed to just kind of the dark downward spiral thinking in terms of, you know, I'll never have enough. This will never be enough. I can't get out of this. We'll just get by like everybody else and continue to go into debt. I just, you know, you've got to break that mindset and start little by little in a different direction.
Yeah. So, but there's been nothing little about the progress that you've made. It's been pretty incredible, honestly, in just 4 or 5 months. Can you share? I know we mentioned in the intro, but can you share just your updated numbers right now of what you guys have been able to save and pay off just here in the last 4 or 5 months since joining?
Yeah. So like we've saved for our emergency fund, $3,000, kind of had that number in my mindset and wanted to get to. And then from there, just started tackling debt as much as I could on debt snowball of $15,645. So
yeah,
has a whole bunch of credit cards and a couple of auto loans too that we now own outright.
Yeah, that's incredible. So when you see that number, is that, are you shocked? Do you think you could do that in just 4 or 5 months? Like what kind of thoughts come to mind when you see that?
I am kind of shocked because I didn't think, I get shocked. I get upset with myself. It's like, where the hell has this been your whole life, Craig? Yeah. I immediately start beating myself up because, why didn't you do this sooner? But then I just like have to give myself a little bit of a break and some grace. And it's like, this is incredible. I mean, it's really simple stuff. It's simple math. You pay attention, you're accountable, and tell your money what to do instead of it telling you what you can't do with it. But it's been nice to see that and to continue to move forward with it at the same time. So I'm really happy and grateful for it.
Yeah, I can't imagine, especially, you know, going from hope, you know, hopeless and feeling like you have no hope now to seeing those numbers just 4 or 5 months later. It's got to be a tremendous relief
It really is. I'm financially full of hope when it comes to what life can be like at the end of this year, next year, and beyond, and trying to set ourselves up for kind of the next chapter for my wife and I. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. So happy for you guys. So I'm sure the listeners here are listening to this episode are dying to know, like, what in the heck did you guys do to be able to save and pay off that kind of money in just the last 4 or 5 months? So can you share what things did you learn in Roots? What things have you guys really done over these last 4 or 5 months that you feel have really made the biggest difference for you?
Man, that big aha moment for us when you first started talking about it, and I thought you were kind of crazy, just go back, you know, a month or 3 months and add up your expenses in different categories. And especially when it comes to groceries and eating out and see what that reality is. And I was like, yeah, whatever, you know, but when you look at that reality, and it was just really shocking to me, the disparity in terms of what I thought we were spending and what we actually were spending, were just kind of night and day. And I kind of knew, like, deep down, we're spending way more than I think that I sort of budgeted for on a piece of paper. But just to see that in black and white and to go, you know, look at it again, it kind of lit a fire under me to go ahead and be more proactive in all aspects of my finances and see what else we can go ahead and tackle to try to start saving some money too.
Yeah. So are you willing to share what things you were really overspending on?
Yeah, that, you know, especially when, you know, when my son was still here living up with us before he went to college, he was a much, much larger mouth to feed than just myself and my wife. So a lot of that was going into money in terms of being able to pay for food, for eating out. And there was just a lot of extracurricular activities when it came to what the kids were doing in terms of basketball or going out to all the different events associated with that. It just never seemed to end. And it still kind of continues on that college quest as well, trying to be there to help out. But that was a gigantic portion of it. We had like two new vehicles that like a year ago, I downsized into two used vehicles. And
okay.
I was still doing loans on them, but they were much more manageable. So now we came to a point where we were being able to start paying larger chunks of those auto loans off. And now we actually own both of those vehicles.
Awesome.
So it was a kind of a combination of that. And then just starting to cut back on a whole bunch of unnecessary things in our lives, like a whole bunch of streaming services that we sometimes use, sometimes don't. I even look back at my phone bill, notice, oh yeah, I'm still financing two phones that from 2 years ago. So we made the decision to let's pay these off and let's get a cheaper deal and let's see how that, you know, brings the bill down altogether, even if it means losing HBO and Max because it was tied to this particular vendor. It's like, that's okay. I think I can live without it.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about those sacrifices. Have they, because, you know, what we tend to do, and we're all guilty for this, is like when you start something new, whether it be a health journey or getting fit or taking control of your finances, we tend to focus on everything we have to give up instead of you know, what we're going to gain out of it. So have those sacrifices been worth it over the last 4 or 5 months to make those, to be able to get to where you are today?
Yeah, I totally think so. And, you know, that's really got like my wife and I on the same page financially when it comes to having that same understanding and mindset, which wasn't really the case at all. Like in the past, I've been the one that has been trying to do the budget, do the bills, kind of say, we can't do this, we can do this. But now more as a team, we're moving forward with trying to just like, okay, let's make those decisions together. Let's think about what we need, not only this month, but down the road next month and for the rest of the year, put it on the budget, but still have flexibility to have that wiggle room in terms of if other things happen or come up that we want to be able to take care of. And, you know, one of the other things is just learning to say no. It's okay to say no. It's not in the budget. Those are really quite strong, magical words, especially when you're talking about your household or with your children as well, too, even if they're not living at the house, even if they still need help. You know, we do our best to help out as much as we can, but there is a limit. There has to be a limit because we have to be able to put ourselves in a, you know, in a positive situation to move forward with ourselves financially as well, too. And I mean, just allocating that money and saving off as much as possible. I don't worry about it anymore. I'm not thinking about what I want to buy. I don't need to go upgrade my bike or buy new furniture. I'd like to, but I'm not doing that. I'm saying no to myself for those things and saying yes to just let's start making big payment chunks and saving as much as we can.
Yeah, man, there's so much good stuff in all that, what you just said. I mean, three big things that come to mind. Obviously, you know, communication with your wife, which I want to talk a little bit about that one. Being willing to say no, especially to adult kids, because if you don't say no to your adult kids, eventually you're going to be on their doorstep because you didn't take care of your own finances. Now they're going to have to take care of you. And then this whole mindset shift that you just said, like, I no longer think about consuming stuff as much as I used to. I mean, just in 4 or 5 months, Craig, those are huge things to change. You know, so let's pick on first the mindset one. What do you think has made, like, what's happened over these last 4 or 5 months that's made that change for you? Is it the fact that you realize, like, hey, I actually can get out of debt and have no stress in my life, and we can have bigger, better financial goals without all this stuff? Like, what was it for you?
I was letting that hope seep in, you know, from day to day, and letting it build up, and then eventually it becoming that mindset for me that, you know, moving away from, you know, what I want and what I think I need in terms of being more structured for how we can better live financially. And like I said, being able to have my wife be on the same page, like, in joint step instead of being in opposite directions, because it's been that way in the past and it hasn't always been pretty, but now it's very much in tune together. So I've been very grateful for that.
Yeah. That's incredible. You know, that's one of the biggest wins, especially when we get partners or spouses involved in, you know, anything we do here at Debt Free Dad, is when they are finally on the same page. It just makes such a big difference in the relationship. It's amazing.
Yeah. And I think my wife's biggest hang up with everything, especially when it came to being on a budget or, oh, Craig, are we doing this plan again? Are we going in this direction again? It was really this is just going to be a hard, miserable experience for everybody involved. So why do you want to drag me into it? Yes. At the same time, just leave me out of that. But kind of after having real discussions in terms of, well, yes, we do want to be on a budget, but it doesn't have to be like that. It doesn't have to be miserable. We can still have things for ourselves. We can still treat ourselves, take breaks if we need to, go out to eat when we want to, but not on a crazy basis. And, you know, plan for some trips to give ourselves a break, to reward what we're doing, which wasn't a philosophy I had previously in other attempts that it was kind of all or nothing previously. Yeah. And now it's just, let's just continue to make progress and, you know, be okay with ourselves.
Yeah.
So that's, I love that direction.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like you go from this lifestyle that's really comfortable to scorched earth in some of these different programs, right? And it doesn't have to be that way. You know, it really doesn't. So you're telling me you were able to live a pretty, you've had to sacrifice a little bit, but hey, you've been doing it by still being able to do other things and still get out of debt at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the hang up for a lot of people, that you have to take this scorched earth direction and version. And so people just immediately stop. But when you give yourself the flexibility and you have others there to help and keep you accountable and to just continue with that positive direction, it does build up, and it takes direction and steam after that.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things we talk about a lot in Roots, Craig, as you know, is really establishing a why or purpose behind why you want to do this work and puts a meaning behind it, because it is tough work at times. It's not going to be easy. There's going to be days that you don't feel like doing it. So for you and your wife and moving forward, like, what are some of the goals that have really kind of, you know, lit a fire under you guys to really want to achieve? Like, what is the next step after getting out of debt for you guys?
Yeah, that was like one of the hardest questions I think I had to answer. It's like, why are you doing this? I was like, when I started Roots, like, I was like, what kind of question is that? But it was like the most meaningful question in terms of, you know, why you're doing this. I mean, the obvious one is to get out of debt, but that's like the most generic thing you can have. But for me, it was just having peace of mind, having the opportunity to do what I want to with my life, having those opportunities to help others, my family, my children, in terms of their financial situation, giving my wife and I a better opportunity to retire in the future, to be able to travel, to not worry about money. It's that not worrying about money aspect.
Yeah.
I mean, that's at the top of my list, my agenda, because, you know, before I started Roots, I would say I worried about money all the time, whether it was don't have enough of it, I can't seem to manage or get things under control. But now going in this direction with, you know, Debt Free Dad and Roots, it's been one that has been very positive in terms of trying to address, you know, the financial aspect of just not where we are now, but living moment by moment, day to day, month to month in that reality. And I can see a future where we're going to be debt free, and it's really going to pay off in terms of, you know, the opportunities that we'll have for the future.
Yeah. And I think that's the one of the best things that you can have in your life to fight stress and fight that hopelessness is to, number one, have that compelling future that you've created, but number two, have the results that back it up that shows that you're pushing your way through that and to it. Yeah. It's amazing. It's like things just begin to feel so much better. And on a very, honestly, in 4 or 5 months, I mean, you're probably feeling much differently than you did when you started. It's crazy how fast that works.
It's weird. It's weird and crazy. And now I'm even more curious about how money works, you know, learning more about finances, learning more about retirement, all these things that I just like wanted to avoid in the past. Like, don't talk to me about that because I can't even think about it because I, you know, I'm not in the mindset. I don't have the opportunity. I don't have the money to do that. But now I, with that change direction and mindset, I'm allowing myself to learn about that and to bring that in as a part of my reality now to live that way. Yeah.
That's so cool. And I think what's happened to you is the same thing that happened to me. As you go throughout your journey, you make this connection, not that money is the most important thing, but having control over your money is this amazing ripple effect on your life that allows you to live the life that you want. You don't have to spend so much time managing your money. Once you learn how money works and how it can work for you to help you reach your goals, it's you begin to have this fire of wanting to learn more about it. Not that it's the most important, but because you see that it is the key to opening up a lot of doors in other areas of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. That's completely right. I'm right there with you.
That's awesome. So yeah, obviously you mentioned saying no to your kids and things like that, maybe, but like have you mentioned this to other people, what you've been doing? Like, have you gotten any responses from your kids about, hey, mom and dad are getting their finances together? Like, what's been the response for some of that?
I mean, it's been good. It's been mixed in terms of, but I would say the majority of my friends and family have been really supportive in terms of just the situation and what I'm going through, what we're going through, and have noticed a better change in my attitude for the better. It's more positive, one that, you know, I can briefly talk about what's going on with my finances in terms of we're just paying off debt and we're saving money and we don't want to be this American consumption couple anymore that we've been in the past. And, you know, people are okay with that, you know, or at least like the close group of friends and family that I feel comfortable sharing that with. I wouldn't say I'd share with the entire base of my group of friends in terms of that reality, but because I think they're kind of living in a different one than my own right now. But I don't know. I think that can change, in the future as well too.
Yeah.
For the most part, it's been fairly positive. It's been interesting, especially having two adult kids. My daughter, when we were growing up, when she was going through middle school and high school, was getting ready for college, we were in that kind of dark financial place, and she was terrified of money, and she was afraid to ask for it. She was afraid to do this or commit. And now with my son, who's kind of on the other side of it, he's more carefree. He knows, you know, we have some money, but we're a lot more responsible with it. So
yeah.
There's two different mindsets. You can see kind of the history, the past and the future, and hopefully, what will happen as well too. So there's been a lot of positive things that have come out of this today.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned a little bit about, I don't think you used the word attitude, but something around that, like, just overall, how you feel about life now? Do you feel like you have a little bit more pep in your step, a little bit happier? Feel like quality of life has improved since you've really kind of taken hold of this?
Yeah, I do. I think it has made a huge improvement, not only from the financial standpoint, but it has this trickle down effect, especially when it comes to my attitude towards other things. I'm trying not to be as snarky and sarcastic as my usual self, but it's generally being more open and grateful and honest. And I've been able to kind of increase my exercise and productivity and just trying to be healthier, trying to, shift over that mindset in terms of, because I've struggled with my weight a lot during my adult life as well too. Kind of a lot of the same story parallel to finances. So I'm trying I'm trying to build off of that and, work that into the conversation. It's been coming along. So that's been a positive too.
Craig, man, this is so good. Like, you are making my day, because this is what we live for right here. This is why we started this company. And, I realized a lot of these things in my own life, a lot of the changes that I was making, and to be able to see that this is helping you. I mean, this is why we do what we do. So thank you so much for sharing that. Quick question for you in regards to, people that are out there that were where you were, say, 4 or 5 months ago, or even prior to that, maybe someone who is not quite ready. What kind of advice would you give to, say, Craig from 6 months ago versus, Craig today, based on where you're at?
The honest answer is just do it. This can really turn your financial life around. I know that's really cliche. If you're on the fence, if you think you know, this isn't going to work for you, what's the worst that can happen? If you just take a chance and see and listen and start to hear some of those things, just let them sink in and see what you think. Just give it a day, give it a week. I would honestly say, because I was right there on the fence and I just started the easiest way possible. Of course, that's what I chose, the easiest way possible. I started listening to the podcast. Yep. And it's like, this is really good. It makes sense, which led me to the small investment I made in Roots to just have that accountability just made a great significant difference. So I would definitely encourage people to just give it a try, even if they're, you know, hesitant to do it. What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Craig, I got to say, I'm proud of you, man. I know it's a lot of work, being willing to stand up and do this stuff differently than most people are doing and, you know, face some challenges, and you've done it, and you've made some amazing progress. So it's awesome to have you on the show today to be able to share this with other people, just to honestly give them that glimmer of hope that things could be different. So I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Brad. I've really enjoyed talking to you. It's been a pleasure.
So if you want to pay off debt, save more money, take control of your finances, just like you saw Craig did on today's show, then head on over and sign up for our free Life Without Payments workshop right now so that you can have less stress, more happiness with your finances over this next year. All you have to do is head over to debtfreedad.com, click on the link tools in the menu, and you'll see that free Life Without Payments workshop right there. This is going to give you everything that you need to get started and so much more. So the Totally Awesome Debt Freedom Planner is helping so many people make consistent progress with their finances. Whether that be building emergency funds, paying down bills, budgeting, tracking paydays, saving up for larger purchases, goal planning, and planning for those irregular yearly expenses that always seem to catch you by surprise. Now, the Debt Freedom Planner will help you take the stress out of managing your money. And if the thought is running through your mind, hey, I just need to have a simple tool to get my finances together, this planner is perfect for you. Head over to therealdebtfreedad.com, click on the Debt Freedom Planner in the menu at the top of the page, and order your Debt Freedom Planner today.
Let's talk about debt, baby. Let's talk about your money. Let's talk about all the good things, all the bad things that may be. Let's talk about debt.
All right. As you guys know, that sound means it's time for the celebrations of the show. And today we are kicking it off with Mary. Mary paid off credit card number 3 and stayed within her monthly budget. Mary, congratulations. Gotta feel great to get rid of number 3. Keep up the great work. Sue, I paid off my smallest credit card balance, her first one. That is fantastic, Sue. She said, now on to the next one. And you are darn right. That momentum is building. Congratulations to you, Sue. And wrapping it up here today is Leanne. Leanne says, I'm finally able to put money into my emergency fund. And Leanne, when she got started, she had a lot of things to get situated, get things working. And here she is. She's also getting that momentum going, building that first emergency fund. Again, proof that normal everyday people can improve their finances no matter what they're facing. So congratulations, Leanne. Hey, as always, congratulations to all of you guys who are taking a stand to your financial life and are wanting better. Hey, we get that getting out of debt isn't easy, but with our help and with your consistency, discipline, and hard work, we promise you this is going to be some of the best work that you do in your entire life. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you on an upcoming episode. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Debt Free Dad podcast. Connect with us on Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. Just search Debt Free Dad. If you found value in today's episode, please leave us a rating and review. We so appreciate it. For resources, show notes, and links mentioned in today's show, visit debtfreedad.com. Catch you next week.